Okay, our number is 312-981-7200. A lot of you have been commenting to us about corporal punishment in Illinois and your recollections of it. We'll talk more about that in the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, it's time for Speed Jokes. Let's do the best of. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent performance, will portray a knight in King Arthur's court. And John Williams will star as another knight in a suit of armor ready for battle.
Does this make me look middle-aged? You get it, don't you? Never mind. We don't explain the jokes. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
Hey, John, did you know old McDonald's farm has been taken over by ChatGPT?
AI. Oh. We worked on that. We didn't think we'd get it that well. Okay, give it to us. You got to admit. That's just me applauding Andy Mazur there. Here's joke of the week number three.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as a man rushing into his office.
Doctor, you've got to help me. I've been stung by a bee.
Don't worry. I'll put some cream on it.
No, you'll never find it. It flew away.
No, I mean, I'll put some cream on the place you were stung.
Oh, in the garden by the tree.
No, I mean, on which part of your body did that bee sting?
Oh, well, the bee stung my finger.
Okay, which one?
How would I know? All bees look the same to me. Who's on first? Here's joke of the week number four. You know, if you think about it, eucalyptus are the only plants named after what they would say if pruned.
Ouch.
Oh, hope you're doing that at home. Here's joke of the week number five. I was on a flight last week, and the flight attendant said, "Would you care for an orange juice?" And I said, "Well, if it needed me, yes." Joke of the week number six. I have a poor grasp of Greek mythology. You could say it's my Achilles elbow. Joke of the week number seven.
Hey, Dave, remember how last week I went to a funeral for a friend of mine? A guy stood up and said plethora.
The widow said, "Thank you, that means a lot."
And then another guy stood up and said bargain, and the widow said,
"Thank you, that means a great deal."
Yeah, well, I was at another funeral yesterday.
I'm going to quit hanging around you, Chuck.
Guy goes up and says, "Water hole." And sits back down. Wife says, "Thank you. I know you meant well."
That was thoughtful. Anyone else speak at this thing, John?
Well, Dave, someone else stood up at that funeral,
really?
And they said, "Underestimate."
What did the widow say?
She said, "That means more than you know." I felt so motivated by all these great speeches, Dave.
You stood up to speak, too.
I stood up and I said, "In 2024, shares of Apple stock sold for $19.13. But today they're trading at $226 a share."
What did the widow say about that, John?
What do you think she said, Dave? She said, "Thanks, that's much appreciated." That's what she said.
Would somebody please go to a funeral and just stand up and say water hole and sit down? It's got to be the right funeral. I know, but that would be kind of fun. We violated the 46-second rule there, of course, but I think that was more than one joke, so I beg for your forgiveness. Here's number eight.
I believe men don't have babies because God saw the way they handle a cold and knew the species would never survive.
Here's joke of the week number nine.
Hey, Dave, what do you call it when a guy is over-explaining things to a woman?
That's mansplaining.
Well, what is a man mansplaining to another man called?
I don't know. What?
A podcast.
Joke of the week. That's true. Here's number 10.
My wife said, "Hey, what was that noise?" And I said, "My shirt fell." And she said, "It sounded louder than that." I said, "I was in it at the time."
That's a true story. Here's joke of the week number 11.
Hey, Dave, I gave my neighbor a beautiful weeping willow. And in return, he gave me a lovely magnolia.
Nice. Was it a special occasion?
No, we were just exchanging pleasantries.
Number 12, please.
Muffins spelled backwards is what you do when you take them out of the oven. I'll just pause while you think about that.
Here's joke of the week number, we're on 13 now.
Dave, I was eating lunch yesterday when I realized that cottage cheese is not actually cheese.
You didn't know that?
It's just occurred to me.
All right. This is such a silly batch this week. I'm not really proud of this. All right, one more. Here's our last one.
I went to my doctor with a suspicious-looking mole. He said they all look like that. Should have left it in the garden. Where are we going to go, Dave? Which is, what's the joke of the week according to one Dave Ennett?
I made this decision the second I heard it.
Okay.
Whatever day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, eucalyptus.
The pruned plants joke. Steve Alexander, what was the joke of the week, please?
I kind of like pleasantries.
Pleasantries. Okay, that's one and one. Lauren Lapka, are you playing?
I am. I got to go with the funerals.
Joke of the week.
I just have to. I love when people overdo jokes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, did I just say that out loud?
I'm going to go with pruned plants as well, eucalyptus. Producer Pete, where are you today?
Pleasantries.
Pleasantries. Okay, so we split our votes. And that means we'll randomly select from the jokes sent in, and someone's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.